This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The way we're going to prepare for this month, this is the seventh way, is we're going to enter thinking good of Allah Azza wa Jal. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. Think good of Allah Azza wa Jal as you enter this month. Don't enter with a negative, bad thought and attitude of Allah that He won't forgive me and He won't bestow His mercy upon me. Enter this month with humility, with humbleness, with a heart filled with the love of Allah and the certainty that Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you and free you from the hellfire. قال الله أنا عند ظن عبدي بي. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, I am to my slave as He thinks of me. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal is able to treat you in the same manner you think He's going to deal with you. If you think Allah will bestow His mercy upon you, and that's your thought in Allah, Allah will do that. Allahu Akbar. Think good of Allah as we enter this month. Think good that He will forgive you. Be certain and hope from Allah Azza wa Jal that you will come out of Ramadan as a newborn. Have high hope in Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahi, it is not impossible for Allah Azza wa Jal to grant you what you want. The magicians of Fir'aun, when they saw the truth, Allah forgave all their mischief, all their sins, all their transgression, all their kufr and shirk. With one sajda they made, what kind of forgiveness will Allah Azza wa Jal grant those who worship Him for 30 days, hoping for His mercy and for His forgiveness? Don't allow the shaytan to tell you otherwise, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Ramadan itself is a tawbah. Fasting in and of itself is a tawbah. Just be alive and bring this intention in your heart. You know, tawbah. Adam alayhi salam, when he ate from the tree, we ended up on earth. We only ended up on earth because of food. So now to repent from this sin, we need to give up the food. So Ramadan is given to us as a means of tawbah, in where we give up the food and the drink, remembering that it is food that got us onto this worldly life. So fasting is a tawbah in and of itself.